Everybody's path is basically the same. We all must learn certain attitudes while we're in physical state. Some of us are quicker to accept them than others. Charity, hope, faith, love. We must all know these things and know them well. It's not just one hope, and one faith, and one love. So many things feed into each one of these. There are so many ways to demonstrate them. And yet we've only tapped into a little bit of each one. People of the religious orders have come closer than any of us have because they've taken vows of charity and obedience. They've given up so much without asking for anything in return. The rest of us continue to ask for reward. Rewards and justifications for our behavior. When there are no rewards, rewards that we want. The reward is in doing, but doing without expecting anything. Doing unselfishly.
What can I do to best help Catherine to overcome her fears and anxieties, I asked, and to learn her lessons? Is this the best way, or should I change something, or follow up in a specific area? How can I help her the best? The answer came in the deep voice of the poet master. I leaned forward in my chair.
You are doing what is correct. But this is for you, not for her.
For me?
Yes. What we say is for you.
Not only was he referring to Catherine in the third person, but he said we. There were indeed several master spirits in attendance. Can I know your names? I asked, immediately wincing at the mundane nature of my question. I need guidance. The answer was a love poem, a poem about my life and my death. The voice was soft and tender, and I felt the loving detachment of a universal spirit. I listened in awe.
You will be guided in time. You will be guided in time. When you accomplish what you have been sent here to accomplish, then your life will be ended, but not before then. You have much time ahead of you. Much time.